The Media Centre Show, show 139, Thursday, 10th of January, 2008. Media Centre Show with tech.co.uk. I'm Ian Dixon, and this podcast is coming to you from Las Vegas. I'm just recording this on Wednesday, and it's my final day at CES. So I've got a whole bunch of interviews that will be coming out over the next few weeks. But I thought what I'd do with this show is, rather than not post while I'm away, I thought I'd post a kind of a recap on some of the stuff I've seen and some of the interviews and content that I've got coming out over the course of the next few weeks. So the main topic of conversation as far as Media Center is concerned are the extenders. And it was great to see those in person at last, having talked about them for so long. I saw a whole range of extenders, obviously including Xbox 360, Nivius, and I saw Linksys, Samsung, D-Link, and HP. So I'm going to talk about those first. So the Linksys unit I thought was really nice, and this is the one that's going to be available, or the pair of them that's going to be available in the UK. And one of the questions that a lot of people have asked is, how good are the transitions and the menus, and does it look sluggish? When I looked at it in sort of in person, yes, you can tell the difference between the Xbox 360 and the extender running, and this applies to all the extenders really. But there is animation, and you know, it's not as smooth as the Xbox, but it does work, and it's perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned. If you want that ultra smooth power of Xbox, then you've got to have that. If you want to compromise and not have a noisy Xbox 360 and you want an AV component, then the extenders are the way to go, and you'll put up with that, you know, that transition. Once you get into playing the media, there's absolutely no difference at all. So, and of course you can play DivX on there as well, so actually there's some benefits to it. So I was pleased with the extenders. I think they're very nice, and it was really the only big Media Center news here were the extenders. So Linksys, I've got two units. They've got a standalone unit and one with a built-in DVD. And I did get an interview with Linksys, so I'm going to be putting that out shortly. Linksys are doing some good stuff, really. They kind of understand the connected home, and their routers are designed for the home. Very, so they don't have big aerials and they don't look very industrial. They're consumer appliances, and they've got some nice software for helping set up networks, and the setup with the extender works very well. And one of the other things I mentioned on the extenders as well, I think it's about 6 or 7 seconds to actually power on, and you get the menu and then select Media Center and for it to fire up, which is definitely quicker than my Xbox 360, so that's another advantage. So I was impressed with the Linksys ones, and the DVD player had the upscaling on it as well, so that's quite nice. Samsung's approach is slightly different. Their extender only works with selected 07 and 08 models, their high-end models as well. And the reason they've done this is because the unit actually fits behind the TV and is controlled by the infrared remote that comes with the extender, but the infrared is picked up by the TV, and that controls the extender unit. So obviously it'll only work with the Samsungs that have got this functionality built into it. So their approach is slightly different, but it means you've almost got a built-in extender in their TV. And that looked very nice as well. And on the stands, they weren't quite as well educated about when talking about it. D-Link's unit, similar to the Linksys one, it's in functionality. It can go straight into Media Center. It's got a USB port on the front, though, if you want to add some local content. And but that's a 17-inch wide unit, so that's more of an AV component. In fact, I've got an interview with Hakan Olsen from the eHome team at Microsoft, and we talked about these different units. HP have two units, the MediaSmart extender and the MediaSmart TV. The MediaSmart extender is again a nice slim unit, but you can also have local storage on there with a hard disk. So it'll take content from the hard disk, from USB, from the network, which could be a Windows Home server, it could be a file share, it could be a Media Center PC, and it's also got the extender functionality, which the extender then pairs with the PC. And that looks very nice as well. And their user interface is pretty good outside of the Media Center mode. And the Media Center TV, look, it is just the same thing, but the extender is built into the TV, and it'd be nice to see more of those just have the extender as an option. In fact, I think if you've got the Media Smart TVs, there's a firmware update out soon that will enable you to take advantage of that functionality. The Nivius extender, I didn't get to see that in operation, but I got to take a look at it in Microsoft Stand. It's quite a big unit. But it's like their other units, it's silent and it's passively cooled, and it's a high-end AV component. So I was pleased to see the extenders. It's just a pity there wasn't more Media Center news to go around. So I saw some other stuff. I saw some Media Center PCs, and one of those was quite nice. From Cutting Edge PCs, they had a HD, DVD and Blu-ray combined unit. And they were showing that off. And one of the things I noticed when I had the Sony Blu-ray unit a while ago, that when you put the disc in, it seems to take ages for it to come on, and it shelled out to CyberLink, and you know, it could have been better. And they seem to have got around that. You put the disc in, it could be HD, DVD, or it could be Blu-ray, and it kind of prompts you then, if you want to play the movie, you play the movie, and it just loads. It's only a few seconds. So that works much better. So I'm going to get them on the show to talk about that. I went round the Next Gen Home at CES. This is a home to show Lifeware, their home automation software, Media Center, and different lighting controls. It's got actors in that kind of have a bit of fun, but they kind of show you the scenarios and how you can, you know, when the doorbell rings, your DVD pauses, and the lights come on, and it's all controlled through Media Center. I did actually post a video of that as well, which is it was kind of a sneak the video in there, but you can kind of get the point of it. Some of the good stuff I saw, Microsoft Robotics Studio. I think that's pretty cool, actually. I was impressed with that. That's kind of a visual development environment for robotics. And one of the scenarios that we talked about with the Microsoft guys there is it will work with, you know, home automation appliances. So you can kind of combine the robotics and home automation. So I think there's some possibilities to come out of that in the future as well. I saw Home Server and talked about the Power Pack for Home Server, which is some new additional features. So check out the link for that in the show notes. It gives you detail of the features. I talked to Recovision about their Sideshow Remote, which is a very nice remote, universal remote and Sideshow, to get your email, RSS feeds, and music back to the remote, so you can use it as a music player, and it streams your music from your PC. You need some kind of audio device, which could be Bluetooth headphones, or it could be a docking station, which they've got. $349, it does seem quite expensive, but I thought it was quite nice, but I'm not sure whether necessarily I would be getting one. Other cool things I saw, Origami Experience 2. So if you're a UMPC owner, there looks some new stuff coming out for UMPCs. There was a whole batch of UMPCs as well. I also got to meet a lot of other bloggers, James Kendrick and Kevin Toefel from JK and The Run, and the whole Gotta Be Mobile team, Stephen Hughes, loads of people. It was great to get to meet some of these people face to face. So I've got a whole a range of interviews from Microsoft, HP, Linksys, Samsung, Lifeware, a whole range of them. So I'm going to be producing and getting those out over the next few weeks. And I've got quite a bit of video as well, showing some stuff off as well. I also walked the floor with Tim Cutting from Nivius, and we had a bit of fun trying to find the Sideshow devices, because last year there was a glass case full of them. This year there was, wait and see until the video, you'll see what we found. Tonight, just before I leave in the morning, we've got a Media Center dinner, so I'm going to be hooking up with the S1 Digital Embedded Automation, and some from Microsoft, Jessica Zahn from Microsoft, because a whole bunch of us, so that should be fun. So This is a short show. Thanks to everybody that's given feedback on the blog. Your comments have been great because I've been able to read those comments while at the show and then go and find out stuff like the Samsung. Confusion over the Samsung. The Samsung people, some Microsoft people, didn't exactly know the true story. So Hakan Olsen from Microsoft completely cleared that up for me. So I really do appreciate your comments and you following the blog. So I'm going to get this edited up and out. Thanks very much for listening to this show. I should be back with a regular schedule soon. I'll let you know. I may even take a week off next week, but I've got a whole range of stuff to get out there. So I'll see you next time on the Media Center Show. Bye.